There is no question that we are living in a strange time. Lots of us working from home, so many people isolating to protect themselves and loved ones from the coronavirus. And that is very much the case for the Radio Boston team, too. We're navigating our way through this very unusual time. We have not all been together as a team since mid-March, and we miss each other. And we've been doing some things to stay in touch and to check in, and we've been sharing some of that with you, and we want to do that again today. Radio Boston's Jamie Bologna is on the line with me now. Hey there, Jamie.
Hi, Tiziana. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, thanks. Good to hear your voice. I want to ask you, how are you, and what have you been doing to pass the time?
I'm doing okay, and I think like a lot of our colleagues, I'm sort of getting by through my technology, connecting with friends and family on WhatsApp and text and other video apps. But I will say that sort of top of the list of how I'm surviving is by parenting. Kind of a new parent here. It's just been really nice to spend amazing quality time with our 8-month-old son. I know I mentioned this last week when we were talking about mask etiquette, but I've just been loving walking around and exploring our Somerville neighborhood with him in the stroller. And really the best part is he doesn't even know that there's a global pandemic happening. He's just blissfully unaware and totally happy. And that brings me joy.
So it sounds like I've heard from you that you're experiencing some of your family traditions in the way that you're parenting him.
Yeah, you know, he was in a rush to get to us. So he was born early and spent his first couple of weeks in the hospital growing under the French fry lights. But really now that he's 8 months old and growing so well and doing well, I've just been loving giving him sort of the Italian American classics foods. And he's sort of sharing in my love of food. And so that really brings me a lot of joy. And, you know, for example, on Sunday it was Mother's Day lunch and he was eating spaghetti with us, like one of the dogs in Lady and the Tramp, and just kind of slurping it down with delight. And that made me so happy.
Jamie, we have just a couple of minutes left, but I do want to talk about that Mother's Day lunch for a minute, because you mentioned that you planned on seeing your mom. So how did that go?
I did. And, you know, I as Dr. Murthy mentioned earlier in the show, you know, we need each other and this is a time to recommit to relationships. And we struggled with the decision about going and spending time, but we've sort of all been isolating and it just kind of became impossible to continue that separation. But we did it right. We were fewer than 10 people. We've all been isolating for the past 2 months. And, you know, we just felt it was important to see her again. She's sort of struggled with these feelings of loneliness and isolation and missing the grandkids. These are feelings that she struggled with before. About 2.5 years ago now, she was in a pretty bad car accident and we almost lost her. And she spent a long time in the hospital and more than a month in a rehab center. And so since then, it's been this sort of slow, long road to recovery. And so we just feel lucky to still have her and mostly back to her old self. And so being able to get together and cook together as a family was just really important. I sort of took up the mantle of cooking this year from her, especially since it was Mother's Day. And it just turned out to be the exact kind of day we needed. Good quality time together to remember what matters and try and make out that faint light at the end of this tunnel.
Well, Jamie, I'm glad to hear it. It's good to hear about you and your family and your mom being able to be together again, and it's good to hear your voice. That's Radio Boston's Jamie Bologna. Thanks.
Thanks, TD.